Title: Automation of Crackle and Hiss Levels Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live lesson, we're going to automate crackle and hiss like they're not just lo-fi flavor, but actual arrangement tools for drum and bass. Because in proper jungle and rolling DNB, that constant bed of texture isn't there to be noticed as noise. It's there to create movement, to help transitions land, to glue drums and bass together, and to add tension and release without you having to add new musical parts every 8 bars. By the end, you'll have a reusable texture bus with crackle and hiss feeding into it, and you'll be automating level, tone, stereo width, and ducking so the texture breathes with the drums. This is one of those details that makes a track feel like a record. Let's build it step by step. First, create your texture sources. You want separate control of crackle and hiss, so make 2 audio tracks. Track 1. Name it Crackle. Drop in a crackle sample, like vinyl crackle, record noise, or even some gritty foley. If your sample is a long stay bed, try turning warp off. Warp can add little artifacts that make constant noise feel processed. For rhythmic crackle, you can leave warp on, but for a natural bed, warp off usually wins. Track 2. Name it Hiss. Same idea. Use a tape hiss sample, air noise, or even a room tone recording. The key DNB mindset here is controlled and consistent. You're aiming for vibe, not a loud SHHH that masks your hats and cymbals. Now, device chains. We'll keep it stock and clean. Utility, audio filter, and EQ8 as the core. On the crackle track, add utility first. Start your gain low, like -18 to -24 dB. You want to begin quieter than you think. Set width somewhere around 60 to 100% for now. We'll automate later. Then add auto filter. Put it in high pass mode. 12 or 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around, say, 250 to 600 Hz. Crackle doesn't need low end. Add just a touch of resonance, around 0.3 to 0.8. That tiny bite helps crackle read on smaller speakers, especially when the rest of your mix is busy. Then add EQ8. If the crackle gets spitty or irritating, dip gently somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. If you want it brighter, you can add a small shelf up around 8 to 12 kHz. But don't boost your way into harshness. On the hiss track, same concept. Slightly different choices. Utility first. Start even lower, like -20 to -30 dB. And width can be wider than crackle. Hiss often lives great at 120 to 160%. Then auto filter. For hiss, you can high pass really high, like 2 to 6 kHz, because you're basically designing an air band. If it's too sharp on top, don't fight it with volume. Instead, tame it with a EQ8 or a gentle low pass somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz. Also watch the harsh zone around 7 to 9 kHz. If there's a whistle or a painful fizz, notch it 1 to 3 dB. Subtle moves only. Now let's route both into a texture bus, because this is where the workflow becomes pro. Select crackle and hiss and group them. Name the group texture bus. Grouping makes it easy to automate the whole texture system, freeze it later if needed, and keep the project clean. On the texture bus, put a utility first. This becomes your master texture fader. Optionally add glue compressor with very light settings, around 10 milliseconds a tech. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. This is just to gently hold the texture together. Optional but useful. Add saturator. Drive around 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This can make the texture darker and denser. If you push saturation and the top end turns fizzy, we'll deal with that later using EQ or automation. Before we automate anything, do a really important coach move. Set your reference loudness for texture early. Loop your drop, the busiest part, full drums and full bass. Now bring the texture bus level up until it's barely audible. Here's the test that matters. If you mute the texture bus and the groove collapses a little, like it loses glue or excitement, perfect. If you mute it and nothing changes, it's too quiet. If you can clearly hear noise as its own element during the drop, it's probably too loud. Now, make the texture breathe with drums. In DNB, this is huge. Texture that doesn't move will smear transients and steel punch. The clean common method is sidechain compression on the texture bus. Add Ableton's compressor. Turn on sidechain and set the input to your drum bus. Or, if you want snare lead pumping, set it to the snare track. Starting settings. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. You want the texture to tuck when the hit lands. Then recover with the groove. Adjust threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. Use your ears. Your snare should feel clearer with the ducking on, not smaller. If you want a more chopped, 90s jungle chatter vibe, you can use gate instead, especially on Crackle. Put a gate on the Crackle track, sidechain it from hi-hats or ghost percussion, and set it so the Crackle opens during hat activity. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds can give that rhythmic chatter. Cool. Now we automate. Go to arrangement view and hit it to enable automation mode. We'll start with a big one. Overall texture intensity. Automate texture boss utility gain. A good DNB shape is. Intro. Very low, around minus 24 dB. It's a vibe, not a carpet. Build. Ramp up to around minus 16 dB. Drop. Pull it back to around minus 20 dB so drums and bass dominate. Breakdown. Bring it up again, maybe minus 14 dB, because there is more space to fill. Second drop, instead of a big ramp, do micro swells, like plus or minus 1 to 2 dB every 8 bars. Here's the psychological trick. Drops feel bigger when texture reduces right at the impact. That cleaner downbeat makes the whole system hit harder. Next automation target, brightness. On the Hiss track, automate auto filter cutoff. During the build, sweep the cutoff up, like 4 or 5 kHz up to 10 or 11 kHz over 8 or 16 bars. It sounds like the air is opening. Then at the drop, snap it slightly down, like back to 6 to 8 kHz, to avoid harshness when your cymbals and distortion come in. This gives you a transition effect without adding risers, and it's super record-like. Next, the old record moment. On the Crackle track, automate auto filter cutoff and resonance. In an intro or a breakdown, sweep the cutoff from around 200 Hz up to 800 Hz and briefly push resonance up, like 0.3 to 1.0, just for a moment. It makes the Crackle coke forward in a really satisfying way. But pull that resonance back before the drop, because resonance plus loud drums can turn into brittle noise fast. Next, width automation. On the Hiss utility, automate width. Try this shape. Intro. Wide, like 140 to 160%. It feels like the room is big. Drop. Tighten it to 110 to 130%. If you've got a really heavy section, you can even go to 100% for monocompatibility and focus. Width automation is subtle, but it tells the listener's brain the mix is opening and tightening on purpose. Now the drop impact trick. That 1B texture mute. On the texture bus utility gain, right before the drop, create a tiny dip. The last quarter note to 1 beat, drop it down to minus infinity or like minus 30 dB, then snap it instantly back to your drop level on the downbeat. That tiny moment of silence is like pulling the air out of the room before the hit. The drums feel like they jump forward. Quick extra coach tip, watch out for automation zipper or clicks. If you do super fast jumps on filters on continuous noise, you can get little ticks. If you hear that, either add tiny clip fades, or slightly ramp the automation using curves so it's not a perfectly hard edge. Now let's talk about arrangement moves that make this feel like rolling DNB, not a loop with noise on it. Every 8 bars, do a small Hiss swell, like plus 1 dB, just to create forward motion. Every 16 bars, do a momentary Crackle bump, with a tiny filter flick so it feels like the record is alive. In the 2 bars before a drop, brighten the Hiss gradually, then do the 1-beat mute. In breakdowns, push Crackle louder but keep it band-limited so it doesn't fight the bass when the bass re-enters. And here's a fun arrangement upgrade, call and response between Hiss and Crackle. Instead of both rising together, let Hiss lead for 4 bars while Crackle is tucked. Then swap. It feels like new information without adding instruments. Now, workflow upgrade, macros. Instead of drawing automation lanes all over the place, put an audio effect rack on the texture bus and map a few key controls to macros. Macro 1. Overall level, mapping utility gain on the bus. Macro 2. Brightness, mapping the Hiss filter cutoff. Macro 3. Dust, mapping Crackle level. Macro 4. Width, mapping Hiss utility width. Now your automation becomes performance style. A few clean lanes that control a whole system. For micro movement, like tiny repeating changes, don't draw a million points in arrangement. If your Crackle or Hiss is a looping clip, use clip envelopes to add subtle repeating gain or filter movement inside the clip. Then use arrangement automation for the big section changes. That combination sounds alive but stays manageable. Before we wrap, do a mono check that actually matters. Temporarily put a utility on your master and set width to 0%, just to audition in mono. If your Hiss disappears or gets facey, reduce width, or move widening later in the chain so you're widening mostly the air, not harsh mid-high fizz. Common mistakes to avoid. 1. Texture too loud. If you constantly notice it, It's probably too hot. 2. Masking symbols. Hiss often clashes around 8 to 12 kHz, so EQ is your friend. 3. No ducking. Texture must move with drums or it blurs punch. 4. Overwidening. Super wide hiss can sound cool solo but weird in mono clubs. 5. Only automating volume. The magic is tone, width, and rhythm, not just loudness. Now a quick practice exercise you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Build crackle, hiss, and texture bus exactly like we did. Loop an 8-bar rolling drum pattern and a res or sub-heavy bass line. Make a simple arrangement. 8 bars intro, 8 bars build, 16 bars drop, 8 bars breakdown. Then write 3 automations. Texture bus gain. Intro minus 24. Build minus 16. Drop minus 20. Hiss filter cutoff. Build sweep from about 5 kHz to 11 kHz. Snap to 7 kHz at the drop. And the 1 beat texture mute right before the drop. Then is slash B test. Bypass the texture bus. Then bring it back. Your goal is, the track feels emptier without it, but not obviously noisy with it. Recap. Crackle and hiss are arrangement and groove tools in drum and bass. Build a texture system with utility, auto filter, EQ8, and sidechain or gate. Automate gain, cutoff, and width, and use that pre-drop mute plus brightness sweeps to make your drops hit harder. If you tell me your BPM and whether your hats are bright and metallic or darker and noisy, I can suggest specific filter ranges and sidechain release times that will lock perfectly to your groove.